When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, true crime and the unknown fans, to another chilling journey into the shadowed archives of the supernatural, here on Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we pull back the curtain on one of the most iconic and terrifying horror films ever made, a cinematic masterpiece that has burrowed its way into the collective consciousness, The Silence of the Lambs. But what if I told you the chilling depths of its depravity weren't born purely from fiction, but from the very real horrors lurking in the annals of criminal history? Tonight, we unravel the true story behind the monsters of Silence of the Lambs, exploring the real-life individuals whose heinous acts and twisted psyches inspired the unforgettable Dr. Hannibal Lecter and the skin-collecting terror, Buffalo Bill. Let's begin with the sophisticated, yet utterly sadistic, Doctor. Hannibal Lecter. Anthony Hopkins' portrayal of the brilliant, cannibalistic psychiatrist is legendary, a chilling testament to intellect intertwined with unimaginable evil. But who was the real Hannibal Lecter? Author Thomas Harris, the mastermind behind the Lecter novels, revealed in the preface to a later edition of The Silence of the Lambs that the inspiration for Lecter was a composite. But one figure stood out, Alfredo Balli Trevino. Harris, then a young journalist in the early 1960s, visited a prison in Monterrey, Mexico, to report on an American convict. However, it was the prison doctor, a man named Doctor Salazar, a pseudonym for Balli Trevino, who truly captivated him. Harris described him as a small, elegant man with a curious grace, who spoke of the American convict with a penetrating insight that unnerved the young reporter. This doctor, with his polite demeanor and sharp mind, also happened to be a convicted murderer. Alfredo Balli Trevino was born into a prominent family and was a respected medical intern in 1959. However, a dark secret festered beneath his polished exterior. He murdered his lover, Jesus Castillo Rangel, dismembering the body and attempting to bury it on a ranch. He was convicted and sentenced to death in 1961 for what was termed a crime of passion, though his sentence was later commuted. Disturbingly, there were also unproven accusations that he was involved in the killing and dismemberment of hitchhikers. Balli Trevino was known to treat the poor for free after his release, often showing immense generosity, a stark contrast to his brutal past. It was this unnerving duality, the refined intellect, and the capacity for unimaginable violence that ignited Harris's imagination, ultimately giving birth to the iconic Dr. Lecter. While elements of other highly intelligent serial killers like Ted Bundy and Edmund Kemper may have subtly influenced the character's composite nature, Balli Trevino was the crucial spark. Now let us turn our attention to the gruesome and deeply disturbing character of Jaime Gum, famously known as Buffalo Bill. His twisted quest to create a woman suit from the skin of his victims is perhaps one of the most chilling aspects of the film. Buffalo Bill, unlike Lecter, was a composite character drawn from the pathologies of multiple real-life serial killers, each contributing a horrific piece to his monstrous mosaic. The most prominent inspiration for Buffalo Bill's skin-collecting fetish undoubtedly comes from Ed Gein. Edward Theodore Gein, known as the Butcher of Plainfield, was a Wisconsin farmer whose horrific crimes came to light in 1957. Gein confessed to only two murders, but investigators found a truly macabre scene at his farmhouse. He had systematically robbed graves of recently buried women, often targeting those who resembled his deceased mother. From these remains, he fashioned household items, furniture, and most famously, a woman suit made of human skin, along with masks and other grotesque trophies. The sheer audacity and depravity of his actions, driven by a desire to become his mother, deeply influenced the skin-collecting aspect of Buffalo Bill. Gaines' crimes also inspired Norman Bates in Psycho and Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Another chilling piece of Buffalo Bill's modus operandi comes from Ted Bundy. Known for his deceptive charm and cunning, Bundy often employed a calculated tactic to lure his victims. He would feign injury, using a fake cast or crutches, to solicit help from unsuspecting women, then overpower and abduct them. This very method is chillingly recreated in The Silence of the Lambs, when Catherine Martin is abducted by Buffalo Bill, who pretends to need help moving furniture, his arm in a sling. Bundy's ability to manipulate and disarm his victims before revealing his true, predatory nature clearly informed this aspect of James Gum. Finally, the most direct and visceral inspiration for Buffalo Bill's horrifying pit comes from the utterly depraved crimes of Gary Heidnik. Heidnik, a serial rapist and murderer from Philadelphia, kidnapped, tortured, and raped six women in the basement of his home between 1986 and 1987. He kept them chained in a self-dug pit where two of his victims tragically died. Heidnik's motives were deeply disturbing. He aimed to create a baby farm to breed a superior race of mixed-race children. His brutal methods included starvation, torture, and unspeakable acts, including dismemberment and cooking of human remains to dispose of bodies. The terrifying imagery of women held captive in a dark, confined space, suffering unimaginable cruelty, is a direct and harrowing reflection of Heidnik's real-life House of Horrors. So, while The Silence of the Lambs is a work of fiction, its terrifying power lies in its grounding in the darkest corners of human depravity. Thomas Harris masterfully wove together the chilling traits and heinous acts of real-life serial killers, the intellectual cunning and hidden sadism of Alfredo Bali Trevino for Lecter, and the grotesque trophies of Ed Gein, the predatory deception of Ted Bundy, and the horrifying captivity of Gary Heidnik for Buffalo Bill. The film forces us to confront not just fictional monsters, but the unsettling reality that such evil can exist in the human mind. It serves as a stark reminder that sometimes the true horrors aren't found in ghostly whispers or haunted chrome, but in the chilling depths of the human psyche. And so, we conclude another unsettling chapter from the archives of Whispers from the Dark. The true stories behind The Silence of the Lambs serve as a chilling reminder that some of the most profound terrors are born not of the supernatural, but from the darkest corners of human nature. These narratives, brimming with historical intrigue and terrifying realities, leave us to ponder. What true horrors lurk in the shadows, waiting for an invitation? If you found yourself captivated by this episode, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review Whispers from the Dark on Apple Podcasts. Your support helps us to continue unearthing these forgotten tales and bringing the chilling truth to light. Share this episode with a friend who appreciates a good historical horror story, and let the whispers spread. You can also find more content and connect with us on our social media platforms. Until next time, keep your lights on, your senses sharp, and remember, some whispers should never be ignored.